The world may stand still, or the importance of real education. Those who stand against the advancement of humanity are just liars. Liars who discovered an easy way up that quite often requires that they lie to themselves too. A blind belief is not an honorable thing. It is a lie, a self-lie, an unexamined life. To vote against goodness, progress, and human rights means to gang up with those who hate change, who have something to lose if the world shifts towards goodness even a little bit. Usually, that is an enormous group of people that the liars spend their entire life grooming and carefully manipulating. This easy way up makes itself up. It simply revolves around the blind opposites of what the educated people do or vote on. A lot of scientific research is fake, and experiments can't be recreated with the same results. Here, people only acted like real scientists. Their PhDs are utterly worthless, and they serve as a stain on their wall. The liars exploit all the goodness that comes their way. They blindly feed on anything and everything. They seek compromises, knowing that they always win when they get them. It has been said that in a compromise between good and evil, evil can only gain, and goodness can only lose. So there's really no position against human development, nothing there to stand on but lies. There's no future there, no education, no peace, no reason. People are simply opposing reason, goodness, and improvement for opposition's sake. No thinking, no future, just the moment. No long-term plans here either, nor will you ever find clear motives. Deaf, dumb, and blind opposition with some crazy extras glued on to attract more followers is not a strategy based on reason or long-term thinking. And thus, it really goes nowhere. It is not a real system of thought. It's just a reaction game. Moreover, there's nothing that can be done to vote liars out once they gain positions of power. We can only wait them out, and the price for waiting is great. Humanity will simply not advance. It will stand still, blind veto by blind veto. But this time of standing still can be spent on ensuring that the younger generations have real schools, that they receive real education that produces real lifelong results, that every class ends in a powerful, impressive, meaningful new talent. Just teaching disconnected things is all too easy to fake. It is too easy to betray the students with. If it is yet to connect or does not connect, then the lecture is simply fake, filled with nonsense. And for every professor to disagree with me here, going over the materials is not teaching. I suggest you retest all your graduates, high school on up, and reproduce their research. Then you'll know how right you are. May the grasp that liars have on humanity remind us that only the well-educated, in real schools that provide real results, only those with dignity, long vision, and authenticity can have the privilege of representing large groups of people. If a candidate does not have powerful books that change lives, then chances are they are not grown up enough to do grown-up things. Our funding of ineffective schools that sell students out for unforgivable college loans came at a great price. And the lesson here is that a nation must first and foremost learn to think clearly, arrange for real education, and put an end to poverty so that people have the peace of mind necessary for real education. And hold up reality, reason, and wisdom as the highest values. We are not to cling to the past or let liars convince us how expert they are, as that will only add to overpopulation concerns and climate and nuclear threats. We are to strive for real education with eyes on the future, as that is the only thing that will help us see clearly. Above all, we are to grow all the way up until we each become a great being.